Test 7, Section 3. Listen to Natalie's message to her friend Adrian. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message three times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi Adrian, it's Natalie. I've tried calling you many times today, but I kept getting the busy tone. Anyway, I want to tell you about Erin's graduation party. She's going to the UK for studies, and she wanted to say goodbye to her friends. So she had a party in a beautiful little cafe at the end of Tottenham Lane. I was wearing the new dress we bought together last Saturday, and I think I looked really glamorous. Luckily, I decided not to wear my high heels because, as it turned out, there was a lot of dancing and I don't think I would have managed. The food was great, prepared for free by a famous chef who happens to be Erin's father's close friend, and that was his present for Erin's graduation. The cake was prepared by Erin's mum, and it was one of the tastiest cakes I've ever eaten. But the best time of the party was Erin's surprise. She'd invited two musicians, a guitarist and one that played a synthesizer, and with herself as the singer, they formed a small band. They went on stage and played for 3 hours. Erin's voice is amazing. I was astonished. I had so much fun and went home late at night. The next day, Erin called to thank me for my present. I'd bought her a backpack for her laptop. I'm going to miss her, but I'm pleased she can fulfill her dreams. She's always wanted to study economics, and the university she's going to is one of the best ones in this field. Call me when you get this message. Maybe we can arrange something for next Saturday night. Natalie.
Listen to Natalie's message again.
Hi Adrian, it's Natalie. I've tried calling you many times today, but I kept getting the busy tone. Anyway, I want to tell you about Erin's graduation party. She's going to the UK for studies, and she wanted to say goodbye to her friends. So she had a party in a beautiful little cafe at the end of Tottenham Lane. I was wearing the new dress we bought together last Saturday, and I think I looked really glamorous. Luckily, I decided not to wear my high heels because, as it turned out, there was a lot of dancing and I don't think I would have managed. The food was great, prepared for free by a famous chef who happens to be Erin's father's close friend, and that was his present for Erin's graduation. The cake was prepared by Erin's mum, and it was one of the tastiest cakes I've ever eaten. But the best time of the party was Erin's surprise. She'd invited two musicians, a guitarist and one that played a synthesizer, and with herself as the singer, they formed a small band. They went on stage and played for 3 hours. Erin's voice is amazing. I was astonished. I had so much fun and went home late at night. The next day, Erin called to thank me for my present. I'd bought her a backpack for her laptop. I'm going to miss her, but I'm pleased she can fulfill her dreams. She's always wanted to study economics, and the university she's going to is one of the best ones in this field. Call me when you get this message. Maybe we can arrange something for next Saturday night. Natalie.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Listen to Natalie's message to her friend Adrian again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours telling him or her about a party you went to and really enjoyed. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi Adrian, it's Natalie. I've tried calling you many times today, but I kept getting the busy tone. Anyway, I want to tell you about Erin's graduation party. She's going to the UK for studies, and she wanted to say goodbye to her friends. So she had a party in a beautiful little cafe at the end of Tottenham Lane. I was wearing the new dress we bought together last Saturday, and I think I looked really glamorous. Luckily, I decided not to wear my high heels because, as it turned out, there was a lot of dancing and I don't think I would have managed. The food was great, prepared for free by a famous chef who happens to be Erin's father's close friend, and that was his present for Erin's graduation. The cake was prepared by Erin's mum, and it was one of the tastiest cakes I've ever eaten. But the best time of the party was Erin's surprise. She'd invited two musicians, a guitarist and one that played a synthesizer, and with herself as the singer, they formed a small band. They went on stage and played for 3 hours. Erin's voice is amazing. I was astonished. I had so much fun and went home late at night. The next day, Erin called to thank me for my present. I'd bought her a backpack for her laptop. I'm going to miss her, but I'm pleased she can fulfill her dreams. She's always wanted to study economics, and the university she's going to is one of the best ones in this field. Call me when you get this message. Maybe we can arrange something for next Saturday night. Natalie.